I'm Marcela Sanchez. Spain and Portugal are facing a major power outage across their countries. The Spanish power distribution Red Eléctrica says restoring power could take anywhere from 6 to 10 hours. Authorities are looking into what caused the blackout. One Portuguese official said the problem appeared to be with Spain's electricity distribution network. Portugal's IREDE said parts of France were also affected. The outage knocked out subway networks, phone lines, traffic lights, and ATM machines. The Madrid Open Tennis Tournament was also suspended. Eduardo Prieto, head of operations at Red Eléctrica, told journalists the event was unprecedented. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has declared a three-day ceasefire in Ukraine from May 8th to May 10th. The Kremlin said Putin ordered the truce on humanitarian grounds to mark the May 9th holiday celebrating the defeat of Nazi Germany. The announcement comes just after Ukraine and Russia targeted each other with long-range strikes on Monday. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump wants to see both Russia and Ukraine do more to stop the war.
He is increasingly frustrated with leaders of both countries. He wants to see a permanent ceasefire. I understand Vladimir Putin this morning offered a temporary ceasefire. The president has made it clear he wants to see a permanent ceasefire.
A conclave to elect the next pope will begin May 7th. Cardinals delayed the secret voting for 2 days to help them get to know one another better and decide on a candidate. The Vatican closed the Sistine Chapel to the public as cardinals prepare for the conclave. Pope Francis was buried Saturday at St. Mary Major Basilica following a funeral mass at St. Peter's Square, attended by as many as 250,000 people. More than 100 immigrants have been taken into custody after a federal raid at an illegal after-hours nightclub in Colorado Springs. DEA Special Agent John Pullen says the club had been under investigation for several months for alleged activities, including drug trafficking and prostitution. Among those detained early Sunday were a dozen active-duty military members who were either patrons or working as armed security. This is AP News. One person was reported dead and several injured when a boat crashed into a ferry off the Memorial Causeway Bridge in Clearwater, Florida on Sunday. Authorities say the boat fled the scene. They did not immediately provide information about the boat or the number of people injured. Murder charges have been filed against a 30-year-old man accused of ramming his black Audi SUV into a crowd in Vancouver.
30-year-old KG Adam Lowe charged with murder for allegedly driving through a crowd at a Filipino Heritage Festival in Vancouver, killing 11 people between the ages of 5 and 65 Saturday night. Police ruling out terrorism, saying Lowe had a history of mental health issues. Meanwhile, hugs and tears at a Sunday vigil for victims. Lou Marquez was there and at the festival.
It's pretty shocking, to be honest, yeah. Especially to this community, in the Filipino community.
Investigators searching for a motive, but say the suspect has a significant history of interactions with police and healthcare professionals.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.